This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Traffic controllers, TSA employees, and a slew of others, including the Coast Guard, don't have to worry. The president is going to sign the border bill, but will declare an $8 billion national emergency to build the wall. So how about that? That's called getting your cake and eating it, too. Although there are some in Congress who don't like the idea of the emergency, so there was a border security compromise on Thursday that really ignored the president's demands for a wall with Mexico, but it does stop the shutdown. The White House is saying that the prez plans to sign the security measure, then is going to announce that he's using executive action, including declaring a national emergency. So there you get the $8 billion for the wall. They'll pull it from some other place. And will there be lawsuits, cries of outrage? I'm sure. But there are ways around that, and the White House has found a way around it. So this is a shift. It would really be $7 billion in additional money to construct the physical barriers, but $8 billion altogether. So it would be money that would come on top of the $1.375 billion for the 55 miles of border fencing that's part of the spending measure that's going to be signed. Isn't it interesting? They got the bipartisanship working for the negotiations, but didn't include the wall that they said they wouldn't include. And in a joint statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said a declaration would be a lawless act, a gross abuse of power of the presidency, and a desperate attempt to distract from the failure to force Mexico to pay for the wall, as he's promised for years. Pelosi and Schumer said Congress will defend our constitutional authorities. These are quotes. They declined to say whether that meant lawsuits or votes or resolutions or whatever. But the bottom line is this. Anybody worried about the government shutting down, making their living this way, they don't have to worry. The Senate passed the legislation 83-16, both parties on board. The House, 300-128, and the president signs. But then you get the emergency, and that is going to be the focus. How can he do it? You heard what the Democrats have to say, Republicans backing it. But the bottom line is, yes, it can be challenged, but if there are ways that the president can find the ways around, what would ultimately be, does he have the power to do that? If you look at it constitutionally, it looks like he does. So that's it. Then there would be the wall, and that would be it. It was like there was a duel, and then everybody won. Or somebody missed their targets, and they're not happy about it. Either way, that's what I said. You get your cake, and you get to eat it, too. So will it be challenged in the courts? The Department of Justice says it will be. And sure, okay, it can be, but that's what's the announcement is going to be. That's the story. Legal scholars, by the way, say it's pretty unclear how it plays out. The court test would be interesting. Can they do that with an emergency? Because now you're having to describe what's happening on the southern border, and then what are the presidential powers over taxpayer money? And this legal fight, I'm going to just bet you, knowing the courts the way I do, of course it's going to stretch into the 2020 re-election bid. That's what's going to happen, because it's not going to be a wham-bam, we're in court and that's it. No. It gets challenged and then it hangs in the courts. You know, 1976 law actually allows the prez to bypass Congress and redirect funds in the event of a national emergency. So I think most of us are aware of that. The National Emergencies Act doesn't define emergency. It doesn't give a definition of what is an emergency. So that's a pretty broad description. It's the discretion of the prez to declare marijuana, I suppose. But there is a law that also allows Congress to override an emergency declaration. But that would be both chambers. That's going to be hard to get. The Senate is Republican-based, and the House, meaning where the votes would sway, the House is Democrats. In fact, it's interesting. We've got about 30 national emergency proclamations in effect. There's one related to the Iran hostage crisis of 1979, swine flu pandemic in 2009. So there are special powers available to any president who declares a national emergency. There's very little precedence in this case. And courts do show deference to the president on national security matters, usually. Usually. So this is another wait and see. But it's not going to be a wait and see on the national emergency. I think absolutely that gets declared. So they would be looking for $7 billion. And that stretches out for a long time. It would go in toward the election, for sure. Something else that's being talked about a ton, and this, like I said, this is really front and center, right? Because it's your money and my money and what happens and the fact that we don't have that carrot of the shutdown dangling again, which I think is actually good, very, 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 very good. The other thing that is being talked about a lot is what's going on, not just with the border wall, but also what's happening with this meeting with North Korea. And you got to give the press props for that, no matter which way you blow, which way, because he's the one who's gotten the closest to Kim Jong-un. Others have talked about it, but how far down the road can you go? And that's a question for U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Hanoi is where it's going to be, this summit. Kim Jong-un and the Prez, February 27th to 28th. Pompeo had a news conference in Warsaw and said that Trump and Kim would be looking at denuclearization pillars that they agreed to at their first summit. Reduce tension, reduce military risks, take down the risks so we can get back to peace and security on the peninsula. And we'll see. But it is fascinating to me. I mean, the United States is demanding that North Korea give up a nuclear weapon program that threatens the U.S. And, of course, the president wants that second summit. And it's happening. But what about South Korea? I mean, they've talked about negotiating. They've talked about trying to narrow their differences in their next round of talks. Can you imagine? You think about how long we've been involved in Korea since the 1950-53 Korean War ended. And, of course, North Korea is looking to lift a ban and to end that, the Korean War and Security Guarantees, just to lift it, be done with it, that's it. I don't know that that happens, but perhaps we're getting closer. I think it's a good thing. How far down the road do you go? I guess that is the question. But a lot closer than we've been in a long time. We Can Count coming up next.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
How'd you like to get $980,000 back in a refund? Woohoo! I would love the three dreaded letters then, the IRS. That tops We Can Count This Time Around. So here's the story. A Florida man prepared his own taxes. And that's what the refund was. Raymond Christopher Blanchett from Tampa, a self-described freelancer, scooped it up after submitting those taxes in 2016. He claimed he earned a total of $18,497 in wages and that he had withheld $1 million in income taxes. In reality, he received $2,098 in wages from one employer, $1,399 from another employer. According to the complaint, he withheld no federal income taxes from either one of those gigs. He couldn't be reached for comments by anyone that was trying to reach him. So Uncle Sam has managed to seize $919,251 from three bank accounts and a silver Lexus registered in his name that he got in 2016 with that money. And the U.S. Attorney's Office is now fighting over $809, the amount of money refunded to Blanchett when he canceled the insurance coverage on the Lexus. Oh, my gosh. How does that happen? How does he get that check? There is a fraud prevention unit, the IRS Criminal Investigation Unit, and they always identify, I guess, or in 2018 they did anyway, over $9 billion in tax fraud. And then that means, okay, we're going to investigate. And they investigated over 1,700 tax crimes, or could be tax crimes. They were able to protect $7.6 billion in revenue between January 1st and September 30th last year. So isn't it interesting, the information and businesses and that whole thing? And I've never met anyone that says, I am so excited about my taxes. I think even when people get refunds and they know they're getting refunds, they're not excited about it. That part I don't understand. I think it's the headache of being an entrepreneur, owning your own business, and dealing with what happens then, right? The tax refund smaller, everything you itemize, you know, the whole thing that you have to do. All right, let's move to the Amazon jaw-dropping story. New York City just got broke up with on Valentine's Day. Boom, you're out of here. Forget about it. So a change of plans, a change of heart, you might say. It looked like there's going to be 25,000 jobs at least in the city. And they would get $3 billion in tax breaks from the state and city governments. Amazon was committing to a new headquarters. They were saying they were going to have collaborative relationships with state and local elected officials. But after a lot of thought and deliberation, they decided to move in a different direction. They're not going to go to Long Island City, Queens. Boy, that, I think for some people, that would be devastating. So then what happens? New York and Virginia won a national competition last year to get the new Amazon headquarters. Amazon said they have no plans to reopen the competition. They're going to proceed in Northern Virginia and Nashville. They're going to hire and grow across the corporate offices and tech hubs. And then they're going to decide what they're going to do from there. Will they go someplace else? I guess Amazon said there was too much opposition for it to really continue to thrive, and they decided to pull it. So, because polls were not, didn't look good, and there were people that were fighting it, so boom, that, just like that, they are absolutely done with it. Debt. Is debt a deal breaker for 75% of Americans? It is, dating-wise. So when somebody's dating someone, you know, now it's like a swipe, and you look through pictures, and you decide, and then you meet for a coffee for 2 seconds, maybe, or even virtually. But if you're looking for love, you got to know what you got cha-ching factor-wise, because this recent poll that was done I thought was interesting. Nearly three-quarters of American adults, so that's 72%, said they'd reconsider a romantic relationship because of another person's debt. This was from Finder.com. So that would shrink your pool of potential matches by at least 182 million, they say. Survey respondents were most turned off by credit card debt, 56% citing that was a red flag, and 12,615 being the threshold that raises concern. That was followed by student loan debt, 52%. And then huge red flags when a potential romantic partner has an obligation that exceeds $48,000. I don't know. So what do? You pull out your calculator. Well, actually, you don't have to pull out a calculator. Just look at your iPhone, pull up the calculator you have on the iPhone, and you say, okay, let's talk about your debt. You're kidding. You own your own business, and you have that much debt? Forget about it. You're out of here. And, you know, I wonder about that, because student debt can be huge. If you want to be a doctor, dentist, any of that kind of stuff, you can be deep into the loans. Look, we talk about these kids that have $100,000 and more hanging over their heads, so now they're also penalized dating-wise. Ooh. That really could limit your pool, I would think. I don't know. Since I'm not dating, I have friends that are dating in their 30s, 40s, and even somebody in their 51. She's 51. It's a different world out there. That's all I can say. It is a much different world. Let's move to this one. How about a golf pro? I just was reading this story. A golf pro that hacked his way to 17 on a single hole. 17. That is not good. It is a rough game sometimes, golf. When you lose your temper and you start swinging all over the place, it can get really nasty. But Ben DiArmon, the head pro at the TPC at Treviso Bay, participated in the Web.com tour event. You know, they have those pro-ams. So it's hard to lie. I mean, they're keeping your score for you, so you can't. He bogeyed the first hole, but then the wheels completely fell off. He shot a 17 on a 491-yard par 4. A 17. Oh, that's a tragedy. And you just know people would just be ribbing him about that. That's crazy. I don't know if he kept just trying to hit it over and over again, got stuck somewhere, what happened. But the South Florida PGA probably are, I mean, they probably were giving him some pretty good ribbing. Because that's pretty, I'm thinking Tin Cup Kevin Costner. That's unusual to do that over and over and over and over and over and over again. I'm just saying. Right? Let's move to something else. Tech-wise. You know, I talked about Amazon bouncing out of New York and what that was going to mean to some people, probably jobs, etc. And then I was reading this story, global warming, myth, fact, whatever. I was reading a story, by 2080, global warming, they say, will make New York City feel like Arkansas. Really? They're saying, New York, welcome to Arkansas, Minneapolis, say hello to Kansas and San Francisco, your new home is L.A. Hundreds of millions of Americans will have to adapt to new climates, according to a study that was just published. It was a study that was done at the University of Maryland's Center for Environmental Science. So they're talking about what the shift means. On average, according to the study, they're saying city climates will move 528 miles to the south if carbon emissions keep soaring at the current levels. If it's a cutback, cities would move 319 miles to the south. But they're talking about cities experiencing climates with no modern equivalent in North America. They looked at 540 U.S. and Canadian cities to find out what the future might be like. They averaged the results from 27 different computer models, so you know, then found the city that most resembled that futuristic scenario. That's a long time from now. I was just thinking in my head, I don't believe I'll be alive, or will many of you. And that's a long way for the, I mean, that's a long swing, I would say, in miles-wise and carbon emissions. You know, say what you will, but, of course, here's the thing. We're talking about self-driving cars. We're talking about electric cars that are more affordable. That would certainly change things, I would believe, if that were the case, right? Hey, coming up next, a conversation with this really interesting woman named Charlene Sponsel. She wrote a book, didn't tell her family. Now they're stunned. The book is having some success. And it really masters the fantasy storytelling genre. She's next. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is holding a Rose Garden event on Friday to talk about national security and the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. He's expected to sign the new government spending legislation that doesn't give him the money he wanted for his border wall, so he plans to declare a national emergency to get the funding.
I think he has all the legal authority in the world to do this.
The president's decision was cheered by some and criticized by others.
You know, I've been very clear on my concerns about the president declaring this as an emergency.
Declaring a national emergency gives the president broad powers to seize property and redirect funds from a variety of other projects without congressional approval. It's a move normally reserved for natural disasters and would enable President Trump to direct the army to construct a border barrier. A court challenge is expected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Welcome to this show, and I know I say that a lot. I'm excited because I like talking to people, but I really am excited to talk to our next guest. Her name is Charlene Sponsel, and she's written a book called Legacy of a King, and this story will pull you in like none other I've read recently. You know, I read a lot of books, and I talk about a lot of books, and I talk to a lot of people who have written books, but I really, really got wrapped into this story, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. So, Charlene, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The idea of putting a novel together, how, when that came to your mind, when you decided you were going to do it, was it a daunting task?
No, it was cathartic. I was just writing. I had never thought about publishing anything I wrote. No one even knew that I wrote.
I love that. So no one knew you wrote. You never thought about publishing anything. And then this novel pours out of you. And when people write novels, a lot of times they look around at things that happen in their life or something they're really familiar with. What was it for you that just, boom, that was it. Okay, I'm going to use this for a character. I'm going to use that. What was that that you reached out to?
Well, it's a fantasy world, so I suppose most people would think it's not really based on anything, but the character Lily, I suppose, is mostly based on my daughter. She has this mentality that she'd rather be kind than smart, which Lily says somewhere in the book, and that's just how she lives her life, and she's an amazing person.
Yeah, so making Lily kind of after your daughter. Did you tell your daughter that as she read the book, and what was her feelings on that?
Actually, this will be the first time she knows.
Oh, I love revealing. This is a gift to her. I love that. Kind rather than smart. So tell us about Lily and what she goes through in Legacy of a King.
She's just a girl who's doing exactly what she knew she would have to do one day, being a medieval world. But she goes beyond that. She just wants to help people. Her heart goes out to the royal family when they go through this tragedy, and she just wants to be there and help. She doesn't really have any clue what that's going to require of her.
And as you said, you know, talking about fantasy and medieval world, as you were pulling that all together, is some of that because you're familiar with it and you like it? You know, what made you decide to take the character Lily and then to wrap Lily around what happened to the royal family and go in this direction for writing the novel?
I went fantasy because my kids have the fictional history, and kids seem to relate more to what they see and the fiction world, and they seem to have trouble solidifying what was real and what wasn't. So I was like, I didn't want to go that direction. And also, admitting the world is so wrapped up in the Catholic Church that it would put constraints on what I wanted to do. And so I went fantasy, and in that I was able to make places that I just see in my head. I live in Alaska. It's always white. We have red in the fall for like an hour, but it's my daughter's favorite hour. And so where Lily comes from, that's what it is. It's winter. They have red trees and red plants. And I went to Oahu, and I was inspired by the islands there. I just came home and wrote and wrote and wrote, and just completely foreign world to me.
I love it. And in putting in, you know, and so vividly descriptive, your book is so, you really feel like, and this is a compliment to you, you really feel like you're right in the middle of it. And I assume that's the idea, like you're talking about getting lost in fantasy. When you, as you were writing this, were you conscious of, wow, I want to see what happens to Lily? Did it get you excited to watch your story unfold?
Yes. I knew where I wanted to take it in the end, but yeah, how she gets there was kind of one step at a time for me.
Yeah, and in doing the royal family and being descriptive and talking about the royal family, in writing that, did you model that after anything that was also in your mind? Because it was great. You just told us for everybody listening, and of course we're talking about Legacy of a King. You want to pick it up on Amazon. .com, just go to Amazon, and it's great for kids, but it's also great for adults too. And you talked about, it was great, you talked about living in Alaska, that you don't see red, and that going to Oahu, so that was a heavy influence. So how about the royal family?
I don't think I really modeled it after any character from history or anything. It just kind of fell together. I knew who I needed to, you know, make the story happen as I wanted. And so I designed those characters around it, and it's just kind of what I ended up with.
What was the, for you, what was the toughest part about doing the book? Because as you said, you came back and it just was pouring out of you. What was the toughest part about the book?
Editing for words. I started out with way too long. Because I just get lost in like describing and trying to get into that world. So definitely going back and editing what needed to be said and what didn't, which I feel was a common thing for writers.
It is a common thing for writers, because then you get started and you keep going, going, going. When you, and then you know this, that writing, it's like a bowl. You have something that happens, and then you come out on the other side of the tragedy or the big event. And for Lily, what are Lily's emotions like in the book Legacy of a King? What's her life like?
Lonely. She's surrounded by people constantly, but it's lonely. She leaves everything she loves and knows to help the royal family, to help her family. She's always thinking of others and never of herself. So it's lonely, but I suppose the contrast there would be how she deals with her loneliness, as opposed to how the king's son, Cam, deals with his. You can let it destroy you, or you can let it make you a better person.
I like that theme. And so you were conscious of that, right, when you were writing this, like, hey, this is also a tool, because you know people get involved in the characters, as you said it, with your family, your kids, and getting involved in fantasy. So there's lessons to be learned in Legacy of the King, right?
It seems like a very big problem for kids these days, loneliness with social media and telephones. They tend to get lonely, not actually getting out in the world.
Yes, yeah, so you were like conscious. You were conscious of that as you were doing it, right?
Two teenagers, absolutely.
I love that. You're right. As you were saying, social media, telephones, and then what happens where there's not as much of that interaction that, let's face it, even if we were shy, we were forced to do, many of us, and some people listening to this for sure. Do you think that this, so, and having said that, there's certainly people listening that have teenagers, that have kids, then this is really a good book for them, too, because of the themes, right?
That's what I hoped, especially for my own.
And as you, it's funny because you and I talked off the air, and this is going to be kind of an interesting thing because you are revealing this a little bit at a time to your family. Your husband didn't even really know you were writing a book, right?
No. I finished it. I thought it was worth sharing. It's the first thing I had ever wanted to share. And I told my husband, this is how much editing is going to cost. You know, I wrote a book, and he was dumbfounded. Everybody was. They were like, you wrote a book? English was never something that I was drawn to in school, so I can see how it would be a big shock to most people.
I love that. So I just am picturing in my head you telling your husband this, and he reads this book. What did he say after he read the book?
Well, it's a romantic fantasy, so probably not in his wheelhouse. He does like fantasy. But he enjoyed it. I read it to him, and I actually just read him the sequel to this, which is in publishing now. And he enjoyed it even more because it's from a different perspective, a guy's perspective.
Nice. So it's funny, you have the characters, you move it forward, and then you take it into yet another place. And I'm wondering, besides talking about some of your influences, and we're speaking with Charlene Sponsel. Her book is called Legacy of a King. You can get it on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com. I'm wondering what other influences. Did you have other influences in now taking this to another place and doing a second part, doing another book? Were there other influences? Are you kind of into this fantasy world now?
I love it. I'm absolutely in love with my own world, which I suppose is generally common of most writers as well. And I can't think of anything else. I go to bed and I dream about them. They won't leave me alone. And Cam has his chapters in there where you see from his perspective, which really adds to the book and the characters, but you don't really get to hear his story. And so I wanted to tell his story.
Yeah, and you did that. That's great. And taking it from those different perspectives. What do you hope when, you know, people are listening to this interview and hearing about the book, and I think their appetites are getting wet to want to read it and to get into the characters like you. You say they won't leave you alone. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Honestly, I'd have to say it would be my family that I was disconnected with. I would hope that they would read it and see how I felt when I lost those relationships. But I would hope that it's helpful to teenagers who go through this loneliness thing.
So well said, because that's hard, right?
It's hard to describe how to deal with it. You really can't. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
And so it's all in the actions you take.
I love it. Perfect place to end this. It's all in the actions you take. And I hope everyone runs out and gets it for people they love and they read it themselves. Legacy of a King, Charlene Sponsel. Good luck with this book and all your future endeavors. And thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's
time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watcher of documentaries, and Netflix has a really controversial documentary coming up called American Circumcision. And I started thinking about it. Why is this so controversial? Because circumcision itself, and I know it's a sensitive topic, and bringing it up here on the show is interesting for me because in this version of For Your Health, this completely fits in. So joining us now is in our virtual green room, Anthony Los Cuadro, founder of Intaction. You can go to intaction.org and find out more about that. He's a circumcision expert. Anthony, thanks so much for popping on.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me on the show.
So I'm going to start off with this. Why is it so controversial? And maybe I'm answering my own question. Because, I mean, this is a health segment. We should be able to talk openly about health concerns and what how some people feel and how some other people feel. But for some reason, it really is something that's kind of off the table, isn't it?
It is, and that's a great question. You know, it's controversial, really, in America, but the rest of the world, it's controversial for the reverse reasons, because they don't practice circumcision there for the most part. So what's going on in America? It's controversial because Americans have been told for decades this circumcision, cutting off part of the male's body, is so important to do. And now they're starting to get information that maybe they've been misled, and it's natural for people to put the defenses up and to try to protect their ego and their decision making, and say I don't want to discuss this. I was told to do it. It's a health issue. We did it, or I had it done to myself, and that's the way it is. So, you know, when somebody brings along new information, that can stir up a controversy.
Yeah, and so, you know, here's the thing. There is no choice in this if people just do it and it's automatic and we assume that this is the right thing to do because it's routinely done on infants. It just happens, which is, in a different way, crazy. There's no, you don't really have control over it. So I guess that's the question to answer. First of all, what is it?
Well, exactly. I mean, like you said, a baby has no control over it. The individual has no control because he can't consent to it. And it's almost, you know, it's the same circumstances as what's done to little girls in other parts of the world where they do female genital mutilation. And the advocates that are against that, they would dispute that. But it, essentially, it's the same thing whether you're doing it to a boy or a girl. And you know, That's what it is.
Yeah, it's another aspect. So here's the question. Is it, for people listening, you know, we're talking about, and especially because now it'll be raised even more with this Netflix documentary, American Circumcision, is it harmful?
You know, it is harmful for two reasons when it's done to baby boys. First of all, there's the pain and the trauma, okay? You have to realize doctors can't use anesthesia on a baby. So the baby's getting the full brunt of this procedure that takes as long as 15 minutes. People like to imagine, oh, it's just a snip. It happens really quick. This is a 15-minute-plus procedure in which the foreskin is crushed in a clamp-like device in order to get hemostasis or to stop the bleeding. It's just a fancy term. And it's like getting your finger caught in a car door and slamming it shut, except we're going to keep the car door slammed shut until the bleeding stops. That's what circumcision is about. So it's painful. This, you know, people, the second myth is that people think, well, babies can't remember it, so no harm, no foul. And, you know, just because a baby or an individual or a child can't remember something, that doesn't mean it doesn't affect him. Okay, the pain and trauma done to babies during this procedure has been associated with changes in the brain, in particular the hippocampus, which is the area that controls memory, emotion, and other functions that are crucial for development. You know, when a baby is born, its brain is like a blank slate, and it's making millions of neural connections from the moment that it's born, and so it can, you know, it's critical for its survival going forward, so it knows how to interact with its environment. And the first thing that it's subjected to is this intense, incredible pain and trauma, and it has all the elements of PTSD. The brain and the adrenal glands dump cortisol into the body, which is a stress hormone. We're doing all this pain and trauma to a baby for no reason, because, you know, over 22 medical associations around the world specifically say we do not recommend infant circumcision.
Yeah, there you go. So there are organizations saying that. How many, and I know statistically it's probably hard to even come up with this, but how many circumcisions do you figure that are done? Because I think it's got to be a high number.
Well, you know, to answer your question directly, it's in the United States, it's probably about 1 million done every year.
Wow.
The rates as of 2012, which is the last hard data we have from CDC, was about a 56% circumcision rate. Those rates are dropping, so now we're into 2019, so we think we're approaching the 50-50 mark, because more and more people are realizing that we're not doing this to our son. This is just crazy. But so we're at about 50-50. And you have to realize other parts of the world, like Europe, It's like under 5%. Nobody does this. When we talk to a European and say, you know, we have this problem in America where they're obsessed with circumcision, they're so taken back, and they can't believe what we do to our children.
Yeah, there you go. We're speaking with Anthony Los Cuadro. He's the founder of Intaction here on For Your Health. So tell us about what you do. What does Intaction do?
Well, you know, Intaction is an organization I started because I felt that babies needed a voice in this, and Americans were sorely lacking in good information on it. So what Intaction does is our main thing is we run public events. We have mobile units where we go out and our advocates distribute literature, engage people in conversation, and talk to them about this issue. We talk about things. You know, it's an unusual job, but you know, if we don't do it, who's going to do it? And we talk about, you know, the four powers of foreskin, which is the benefits foreskin provides, which is pleasure, protection, lubrication, and connection. Nature put it on our body for a very good reason. It's in our DNA. We're supposed to have it.
Yeah, and you talk about this. I mean, you mentioned this with the babies. You assume, oh, no big deal. But it makes me wonder, how did this start? What is the, who was the what, where's the history of this?
Well, it's a really bizarre history in America. You know, it wasn't common in America up until around the 1890s or so. And a movement started where it was believed masturbation was the cause of many medical illnesses and psychological harm. So they started on a campaign to try to prevent this. And you have people, notables like Dr. Kellogg, who was the inventor of Kellogg's cornflakes. He was a celebrity doctor of his day, and he was one of the advocates along with others like John Lewis Sayer, who became president of the American Medical Association. And they started this campaign in America to start circumcising babies. First, they tried to get men to be circumcised, but that was too difficult of a sell. If you're an intact male, someone says, well, we're going to cut off your foreskin. You're gonna have
World War III. Doing it. Yeah, exactly. I agree.
And they didn't have World War III yet. So, so they said, well, all right, that's not selling. Let's convince the parents to do it to their children. And that took off, and under the guise of masturbation. And then they said, well, they prevented polio and typhus and all these other types of diseases, which, you know, the reasons they dreamed up were legend. And it became a business after that. And they started circumcising. As more and more babies became born in hospitals as opposed to home, doctors just started doing it automatically. Parents even didn't even have a choice in the matter. And then it became a business, and it became a cultural norm. And then after a while, parents expected it to be. It became, you know, a symbol that your baby was born in a hospital and you were upper class. And that's how it became entrenched in America. And we're really unique from the rest of the world.
But
this didn't happen.
Well, you said it. There's the word. You were considered upper class. So it's like keeping up with the Joneses. That's a weird analogy, but it's true. So if they're doing it, that's what happens. You become like sheep in whatever we're talking about. And then you don't question enough. So that's what's so interesting. We question, especially because some of the horrible things we've seen about genital mutilation for females, but we really haven't questioned very much about men, have we?
You know, we haven't, but, you know, times are changing. People are talking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not only that, they're realizing that, you know, we criticize other cultures for cutting girls, but then those other cultures turn around and say, you're a hypocrite because you're doing it to your son.
Exactly. It's crazy. All right. Check out intaction.org. That's the best place to find out more information about it. Anthony, thanks so much for spending time with us here on the show.
Kate, thanks for giving me this opportunity to help try to enlighten Americans on this issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about it, America. Check it out, and thanks so much for listening to us.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.